Hi, Matthias.
Hi.
So you're here at Build.
Yeah.
And we are doing a quick interview to talk about a product that you've been working on for how long?
I've been working on this in 2014.
Uh-huh.
I was one of the, so the product is Cake, and it's an open source build orchestration tool. And it was founded by a guy called Patrick Svensson in May, and I started sending pull requests and things in June, and I joined the team as the first team member in September that year. So it's been almost 3 years now, so it's
cool. How many people are using Cake, do you know?
I don't know exactly how many people, but we just passed 500,000 downloads on NuGet on the Cake Runner.
Oh,
but it's hard to know exactly because we're on Homebrew, we're on Chocolaty, some people downloaded the source and compile and things like that. So, but it feels like it's starting to get momentum now.
Yeah. So why would you choose to use Cake rather than MS Build? What are the main advantages?
Well, we don't replace MS Build. We're an orchestrating tool. So we basically use
the... So is MS Build, right?
Yeah, but the difference is like MS Build is XML, mm-hmm. and Cake is, well, based on C#. So it's just
right.
like if you use Gulp for JavaScript or use Fake for F# or the Cake uses a C# DSL. So you can reuse your C# skills to define the build orchestration.
So is it really about reusing skills, or is it also about being able to do stuff more flexibly, or...?
Well, one big advantage is that it's a source file or a script file that is alongside your repository.
Mm.
So you will revision your file, version of file along with your,
right.
with your source code. And also it means that you can run it both locally or any build system available. So you can debug the script locally and test it that it
oh,
works.
Oh yeah, I like that. Being able to debug, that's pretty sweet.
So yeah, many build systems won't allow that for you to like, and we have full Visual Studio Debugger and Visual Studio Code Debugger support. Mm. So you can single step in your, basically in your build scripts.
So if I have a project that's currently using MS Build, how do you recommend that I transition? Is there a way to do this in a smooth way where I do it piece by piece? Or
yeah, basically, Cake. Well, you could just use, but Cake has several aliases, which is the build, like the features that we, like the tools we wrap or the APIs we wrap. We call them aliases. And there's an alias for MS Build, so if you have an MS Build file, we can just build that. But we can also add features like, oh, then I want to add packaging or deployment, or we want the clean process before, basically with a task. So you can like start with one thing and then add things you don't have.
So is it fair to say that there are basically two ways of doing that? One that is from the outside in, where you start replacing what's around the build script, and another way that would be inside out, where you start with adding some tasks, some new tasks.
Yeah, but I mean,
that are done in Cake, or
well, many basically
is
don't
that even possible?
Tasks.
Can you go both ways? Can you integrate some Cake steps into your existing MS Build?
That's not the main idea. Usually, you start the Cake script, and
that's not the right thing.
And Cake will handle your, like, your clean process, your restore, and your build and test. Mm. And but it usually Cake just utilizes existing tools like XUnit or NUnit or MS Build, NuGet or the .NET CLI if you're using .NET Core. So basically we wrap those tools in a nice C# syntax where you have typed C# classes and methods to use.
Mm. What's your favorite feature in Cake?
Well, portability, like it's both cross-platform, but it's also cross-environment. So if you see Cake itself, we build it on 12 build systems, the same script. So basically, if we push code, commit to GitHub, we will build it on 12 different build servers with the same script. And
I
that's
see.
Very hard to do the portability with other systems.
Right.
So that's, I think, the killer feature, that this works both on .NET Core, on Mono, and the full framework.
Mm.
So you can have portability both like Windows, Mac, and the Linux, but also cross-framework and cross-environment. And I think that's the build selling point, that you can have the same script run on the developer's machine, on MyGet, AppWare, or Bitrise, or Travis, or TeamCity, or whatever, and have the same process, and basically just have one build step and I have a unified process, and I have the environment control what happens in the script. So kind of like if I build on AppWare and that is the production environment, you can have environment variables that control that, then I push to my get or new get depending on branch or things like that. So it's very flexible, and it's strength that you can test it locally too, or run it in a container if you use .NET Core or things like that. So it's, I think that's the big selling point that it will run everywhere. Also that the definition is along your side, your C# code or your .NET project. So your build definition is version controlled along with your rest of your code. And like any developer can just check out, run the cake script, and it will do all the restore. And like you have a ready-made recipe for how to get running with dependencies and all that. I think that's a big selling point.
Do you use it in your day job?
Yeah. So that's given face like I use it in day job. For just not only building but also deployment. So you can use it if you use like Kudu, the Azure deployment environment, you can run cake scripts there. Or if you have some other kind of deployments, it's fully possible to choose that. So you can, some people use like the Homebrew on Mac or the Chocolate to have it available globally on a computer or server. Mm-hmm. Then you can basically run any cake script just to try out C#, because basically anything that works in C# will work in cake. And then we add a superset of we add things to the DSL, like we have like the task runner, and we have a few the aliases, which is basically we wrap tools that aren't available.
So what does a typical cake script look like? Does it look more like C#, or does it have its own DSL?
Well, it has its own DSL. So the primitive is task, basically. That task is something you do. So the typical will be one task for each item you're going to do in the workflow. So usually you start with a clean task to clean all out. Then you have a restore task to fetch any artifacts you need, like NuGet packages or things like that. And then you have a build task to build your project or things like that. And after that, you have usually kind of a test task to test your dependencies. And then you have something like a package task to build your NuGet packages or things like that. And if you're like on the master branch and in CI, you usually have a publish task where you either go to NuGet, or if it's a website, you might do the web deploy to an Azure website. Mm-hmm. So that's usually like the main workflow. And that's basically just the C# method that gives you a task, and you can, the big difference, you can also define dependencies between these tasks. So if you run the latest task, you can like, well, before I can do a restore, I want to do the clean. Before I do the build, I want to do the restore. Yeah. And then you can set dependencies on each of those tasks. So it will reverse that graph and execute it in order. So you know, if the test fails, you won't create a NuGet package. And if the package fails, you won't push a package to NuGet.
Right.
It will report that log and log that.
Yeah, one of the things I like about the idea of cake or fake or those systems is that in comparison, something like MS Build can be a little intimidating, yeah, because there is a fair amount of black magic involved, yeah, even if it was greatly simplified recently. I really like that you can use something you know, which is the language you use to build your actual product. So.
Yeah, but I mean, there's many like task runners.
Yeah.
But I think it's what I found with people that really like is like there's something that the team can maintain. But sometimes when the build script just works, it's possible that you don't touch it for weeks or months. Mm. But if it's in a language you know, then you can like fix it.
Yeah. What about integration of JavaScript tools?
There are, like, if you use like npm and things like that, there are add-ins that provide that functionality. So you can do like the npm installs or things like that, package and, right. So that's fully possible to execute.
But so it's just a question of using the right library.
So that's quite like a good thing about Cake. There's over 150 add-ins to Cake available on NuGet. And that's one of the parts we add to the DSL. We have an add-in directive. And that add-in directive will let you to pull down NuGet assemblies.
How do you find those packages? Do you just go to NuGet and do a search on Cake?
Or basically the add-in directive can download any NuGet assembly and you can reference this. difference with the, like a native add-in is that we will automatically import namespaces and things that are needed, so it will be globally available. But you could use any .NET assembly that fits the framework that you are targeting, and you, that way you just have to add like the using statement for those namespaces. But the big thing to add is that we make them globally available, so you can just like the easy part. So it's and there's a lot of add-ins for like Hockey App, Xamarin, and all other things. Like Kudu, I mentioned the add-in for that. There's add-ins for communicating with Slack, Microsoft Teams. So and there's over 300 or like 385 or something like tools wrapped built in Cake. So you get a lot of things built in. Of like XUnit, the .NET Core CLI, and things that those are built in, and MS Build, X Build, there's a lot of built in to get for free.
Very nice. And it's all open source?
Yeah, it's all open source, and it's also the product also a member of the .NET Foundation. Mm-hmm. So you that which ensures the like the longevity of the product. There's a good stewardship behind it, and we're 5 people now that's backing the product. So it's.
Do you need? Are there any? We'll let this model right pass. Are there any contributions that you would like to see more than others? Do you have up for grabs? Bugs,
yeah, we do have up for grabs, and especially like there also always documentation is like
always
the perfect thing to start with if you want to contribute, because that's a safe thing to contribute. You won't break anything, but you will make the like the story better. And we do generate all documentation from source code and XML documentation, so that's up on cakebuild.net. So you can almost like, as soon as we release a new version, the documentation will be updated automatically. And we do that with Cake and a tool called Viam, which is a static site generator. So that's a really good way to start. But also, add-ins is a good way to start, because then you can start safe, out of bounds with Cake. And if the feature is good, then we can lift it into Common Core if it's needed.
Oh, interesting. Is that something that you do commonly to take an add-in and make it part of the official package?
It depends on if it's like if a new version of MS Build comes, which happened. Yeah. Then we can start the new version thing in the add-in, and then we can lift in that. Mm. But also if it's like a real narrow thing, then we probably leave it in the add-in because it won't make sense to have it. And that's also like we have started an organization on GitHub called KContrib, where it's over 50 projects now that we help and supply build resources to, and also like help people to that are doing add-ins. So, and that's good to know that there's 2 ways to extend Cake. You can do it either to add-ins or modules. And the thing with modules is that then you can replace core functionality within Cake with a .NET assembly. Like things like the file system implementation. If you're on Windows and don't want need the long file name supports, there's an add-in for that. Or if you want to be able to download add-ins not via NuGet but using Packet or something like that, that is a module that lets you do that. There's also modules in the works for NPM, like in fetching dependencies automatically for NPM.
Very nice. How do you like the conference so far? What did you think of the keynote?
It's been a great conference so far. And I think it's fair to say that cloud's still the bet, and it's AI is what's big focus now. And just not like super enough, but also like the whole conversation parts with bots and like the serverless function that do like little things that really can make a difference in the application to make it stand out. So I think it's really cool.
One thing that really stood out for me this morning was the. That lady who had
the Emma project.
Parkinson's.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and like the year before it was the blind guy with the like things like that is like it's hard to not be touched when you're watching
exactly.
That.
I mean,
it was like someone.
It's rare that I'm emotionally touched by a keynote.
Technology,
right?
It's like a famous like one of the tweets that we got. Like, is someone cutting onions now here? Because it was like it's like when you see technology that can. Like improve life quality.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, I think it did a good job of showing that software is absolutely everywhere in modern life.
And also like with the translation parts, like where people are, or like enabling conversations between languages, and also with the bots would enable like people that can't hear, would enable to transcribe in real time for people that are like hearing impaired. That's
changing lives and even saving lives in some cases.
And
so
also
it's amazing.
Like, probably like improving communication between people. I think that's super cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Maybe we can have you back on the show another time to maybe make a demo.
Yeah, of course,
cool.
We can do some demos.
All right, excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.